So, you see, we're living in a very dangerous world. And unless you can actually find what love is, unless teachers learn to be the kind of people that inspire a child rather than corrupt them, unless parents become the kind of parents that inspire rather than outspire, you see, the child, you'll always have rebellion and conformity. You will pressure your children to be, take on your religion. You will pressure your child to excel in school, because your pride is devalued if your children don't show well, right? And whether you pressure your child, you take them away from their natural unfolding. Now, I didn't say we shouldn't discipline our children. I didn't say that. I said there's no need to discipline them if you are disciplined. If you are disciplined and you are obedient to your Heavenly Father, which is your conscience, the closest place, that's how you know it, Jiminy Cricket. That little knowing inside you. So when that temptation crosses your path, usually with something resentful, and then after that to remedy the pain of failing to be patient, enduring, something pleasurable, which is then more difficult. Pleasure becomes, increases in proportion to your resentments. See? It's love-hate relationships. Now you get the connections? See? I make connections here. So it's all simple. It's all simple so far. I haven't said anything different. I've just started with an idea. And so if you don't respond to what's right in your heart, you have no love. So when you have no love, what have you got? You've got force. You've got syrupy way of trying to convince somebody, to make people do things for you, to love you. Honey, would you go for mommy to the store and get some milk? Manipulation. Do you think the kid's stupid? She doesn't do it. Honey, didn't I ask you? Kid doesn't go because you're not asking him, you're telling him. It's a veiled threat. And then you become resentful. See, what you've set him up to fail already. You ask him, he should say no. But he doesn't know how to say no, so he just doesn't do it. He hasn't got the courage to stand up to you. You hold the reins of everything. See? So now you've set him up to fail. Now you show your mean side. Well, you try being nice, now you try being mean. That don't work either. You're actually creating the problem you've planted. Or you want to do it the other way. You start to say, go to the store. Didn't I tell you to go to the store? Well, that's not the way to talk to anybody. Because when you don't have love, you need force. When you have force, you have will. And children will not be robbed of their will by your will. That's simple. So they rebel against your will. Okay, they conform with your will, but then they have no life of their own. They'll always be conforming to authority. They never have a life of their own. Secretly resenting the authority and going along with authority and then becoming an authority. Oops, there's a new teacher in the block. It's them. They've become what they've conformed to. Or they become what they hate.